I'm out of tune, you're out of key. I think it's you, you think it's me. What are the words I did forget? I'm musical missteps.
What's up, jury? Welcome to Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. On this week's episode, Zach finds a gem out of Europe, and the episode pretty much implodes from there. We had to edit out about half of it, so here's what we could salvage. Listen to it or don't, whatever. It's bailed out.
Zach and James talk mistakes made from the stage. All we can do, look back and laugh. Bailed out with James and Zach.
What's up, jury? It's James here, making sure all of our Ohio jury members have their lawns ready for the fall. If you're anything like me, you're excited about fall because it means lawn care is just about over for the year. But fall is actually the time of the year to prepare your lawn for winter so you have the best looking yard on the block come springtime. The best way to do that is to call the guys at Buckeye Lawn Restoration and let the experts get your lawn ready for the winter. These guys can even help you any time of the year. They do mowing, mulching, trimming, overseeding, spring and fall cleanup, leaf removal, fertilization, you don't want to deal with that shit, aeration, and even power washing. So let the pros at Buckeye Lawn Restoration make your neighbors jealous and take your lawn to the next level. You'll be posting pictures of your yard on Instagram in no time. So give them a call today at 937-450-5260 for your free quote today. Again, that's 937-450-5260.
Ever since I can remember, I've been working these. Then they better put my money in my hand.
I know you sick of the sick dog when you see the real
man. Hey man, it's your boy Project Pata, and you listening to Bailed Out, a podcast of musical misstep. You know what I'm saying? Stay on your grind, it's going down. Your boy Project Pata.
Because I'm dirty sucker, French braid, gold teeth. I'm out here making sense, cause I'm out here making dollars.
What is up, everybody? It is Zach, and I am joined with James, mother-loving Bailey. James, we're doing this again. 2 weeks in a row. Here we are. We've kept our word for at least a week.
Yeah, man. We are not liars.
No. Not for now. Not for at least another week.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm feeling pretty confident about our new schedule.
I'm digging it. I'm digging it, man.
Yeah, man. I think the people are loving it as well. We're getting still a pretty good amount of listens, I feel like.
Good.
Speaking of, I did want to make a correction.
Okay.
Last week, I was happy to banish Celine Dion to France. Because we didn't have any listeners there.
Wrong.
Turns out we do. I'd like to send a formal apology to our French listeners.
Yeah, sorry, France.
Sorry, France.
Oh, France. I love it. Well, yeah, dude, even cooler because, you know, we got some people from France digging it. I love it.
Some pastry eating, baguette eating, snail eating.
Man, I love a good baguette.
Yeah, I love a baguette. You know, when I was in France and I tried escargot.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be into it. I've never had it. So, but I like to think I'd try. I'm trying to be pretty open minded with food and what have you not.
Yeah.
And but yeah, my thing is I don't like to know what it is before I eat it. Then if I like it, cool. And then I can know what it is after that.
It looked like a snail.
Yeah. I probably couldn't do it then.
Yeah.
But that's good. Good though, man. Good you gave it a shot.
Yeah. Win in France.
Win in France.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, shout out to France. What's happening, everybody over there?
I'm sure they're excited for this episode as well.
Oh, I hope they are, man. I hope they're really excited. I tell you what, man. I'm gonna go ahead and say it now. I am probably more excited about this episode than I have been about any episode in a very long time.
Oh my god. See, so Zach's really excited, and I'm a little bit nervous.
Man, I just feel really like this song is freaking hilarious.
The thing is I'm excited to hear about the song. or hear the song itself, because I do not know. As the listeners are aware, we've changed the format a little bit.
We have.
It is my week to be surprised by the song. The problem is I'm not a big surprise guy, and I diligently prepare for this podcast, believe it or not, every week. And I have no notes at all. Like I normally have on my computer,
there's
a whole screen of stuff and you know, like a guide for myself, and I got nothing.
Yeah, when you're the surprise-y, you know, there's not really anywhere to prepare. You're just kind of put in on the spot, and you know, it's your turn for that. So
it was nice not having to do any work leading up to this. I was just sitting here today, just like, well, I guess I don't have to do anything. I watched Million Dollar Listing with my wife before this.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is truly, truly amazing. Well, do we have any listeners in the Netherlands?
Yes.
Okay. This person is
from
Dutch. Dutch.
Nice.
Okay. I'm ready to get right into it if you're ready. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to send this to Uncle James right now.
Okay.
I did have also today a request.
Oh, a request. Okay.
Yes. A request. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Yeah, I had a request for a song to be done.
I got a request too.
Nice.
Or we got a request through our Instagram.
Nice, through the gram.
Yeah, so where I am, it was actually a really bad song. We're going to do it.
Nice. Okay. All right. It is coming at you right now.
Nice. All right. I see it. I have not opened it yet. I am waiting with anticipation here. I'm almost nervous to press the button.
Okay.
I got it. Here I go. Okay.
All right. So... All right. Before James starts listening to the song, we're gonna go ahead and I'm just gonna tell you who the person is. You're not gonna know who it is.
I see the name.
Okay, Amy. So help me with the last name here. I got Bibabby. So that's Amy Bibabby. I apologize. I had no idea. This song was just released August 30th of this year.
Okay,
it's a new
jam.
New jam.
All the kids are listening to.
Right. There is not a lot. Well, I don't know if all the kids are listening to it quite yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to click on it. I'm not going to hit play yet.
Okay. Yeah. There is a... there's not a lot about this person because, again, it's relatively new. The artist is new.
Yeah.
So I did find some lyrics. Hopefully they're as correct as possible.
Is the song in English?
The song is in English.
Okay.
And I think right now is the time to...
is it time to go?
To go.
All right.
Go time.
All right. So just before I hit play, I'm 1 second in. I can see here there's a dirty coffee table.
Yeah.
There is a gun.
Yeah.
On the table, it looks like maybe a 9 or a 45. I can't tell. I'm thinking a 9mm.
Yeah.
And there's U.S. currency.
There is U.S. currency. Does that U.S. currency, some of that look real to you? I don't know. It's up for debate.
It all looks fake. It's supposed to be U.S. currency.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm going to turn this up. I'm going to remove one of my headphones.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to hit play. Here we go.
Here it is.
With my chin up high, fuck 'em all, fuck 'em back. Oh dear.
This is great. Is there any way that you could get it a little closer to the microphone so I can kind of know where you're at with the
song? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take it back just a smidge. So there's the table I was speaking of had a somebody rolling a joint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I was like, what is that?
Is it not a joint?
Does it look like marijuana? I don't really. It doesn't look like marijuana to me. I don't know.
So it pulls out then to a couch with three people on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, it looks like what Dale Earnhardt Jr. would look like if he got addicted to meth.
You know who I think he looks like?
Who's he look like?
He looks like Jeff Lowe from Tiger King.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's got on a leather jacket and a beanie, and it looks like he's lived a hard life.
Yes.
There's a guy next to him on the right. It's an African-American gentleman with dreads.
Yeah.
And he's got a nice sports coat on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm guessing it's Amy to the left here.
That'd be her.
All right. And it just looks like they're ready to party. This looks like many of apartments I hung out in high school. There's some Malibu rum on there.
Some Baileys.
Some Baileys. A couple acoustic guitars in the corner.
Right.
I'd fit right in here. All right.
Okay.
Let's hit play.
You think I'm ugly? I don't care. You think I'm dumb? I don't care. You think I'm scum? I don't care. Bitch, I make my money.
Okay. That was good, man. I love it. She doesn't care. She says, "I think if I think she's ugly, she does not care."
No. So
okay, yeah. Read the lyrics. All right.
So it starts up out. Obviously, she just goes with my chin up high. Fuck 'em all. Fuck 'em bye. Then she that goes into the verse number one, and it goes a little something like this: You think I'm ugly? I don't care. You think I'm dumb? I don't care. You think I'm scum? I don't care. Scum? I don't care. Bitch, I make my money.
That's true. Hey, you know what? She makes that fake U.S. currency, man. Oh, and the name of the song is Chin Up High.
Chin
Did
up
you
high.
Say that?
No, chin I yeah, hey, Chin Up High. There it is. Thanks, chin, James. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We didn't set bail or anything.
Oh, my God. We done fucked up completely.
It's okay. All right. It's okay. We still got to set bail.
Bail's really fucking high. Okay. Newsflash.
Newsflash. Bail is high. All right.
Yes. All right. And then it goes into the chorus. All right. And this is what she's saying, but it does not sound like it to me.
Okay.
All right. You can hear party, but it goes pa 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 party till I die with my chin up high. Fuck 'em all. Fuck 'em bye.
Yeah.
It does not sound like pa 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 to me. I'm like, right, you know what I mean?
Let me hear it.
Yeah.
And she's a twerker.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Party till I die with my chin up high. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em bye. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Let the dollar make a work.
She says twerk.
Yeah, she does say twerk.
That's what she said there. Okay.
Yeah. But before that, it's pa-pa-pa-pa party till I die.
Oh, okay.
But it does not sound like pa-pa-pa-pa to me.
All right. Let me see here again. Yeah, it sounds more like a ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, right,
party
to me.
Till I die.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
When she's twerking here in Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Bob Marley's face, they're both like pulling down their glasses so they can get a real good look at it. She looks like a lady you would see walking the night in East Dayton. I can say that. She's got on leopard print mini skirt and like a bustier looking top thing on. Very
accurate.
Classy.
Very
classy.
Accurate.
When I'm gonna shoot my music video, I'm definitely going to leave my fan on the couch in the corner. That's definitely what you have to do. Should we clean up a little bit for the music video? No.
Fuck no.
All right. I'm going to try to let it play a little more now. Here we go.
People always hating, but the more they hate, the more I work. Everybody say they're lit, but all they do is showing shit. In my street, like the slaves, bitches always kiss my feet. Stay out of my way, you bitch. I can deal with your fake ass meat. They thought that I had stopped. It was over, I had dropped. Bitch, I had my plans out here. I'm only just at my start. You will have to kill me to make me fucking stop. I was already dead again. You can't hurt me, only God.
This is good stuff, bro. she had the gun in her hand and she pulled the trigger at the
pulled the trigger. That looked like some confetti came out or something.
I don't know what it was. All right, so read the lyrics to me now.
All right, this verse number two.
Yeah.
All right. People always hate you. The more they hate you, the more I work. Everybody say everybody say they're lit, but all they do is showing shit in my street like the slaves. Bitches always kiss my feet.
Whoa. Hold on. What now? She made a slave reference?
Listen. This is what she said. I'm like in the street like they're slaves. Not like the slaves, like their slaves.
They are her slaves. They need to kiss her feet.
Bitches always kiss my feet.
Oh, okay.
Stay out of my way, you bitch. I can't deal with your fake ass meat.
Your fake ass meat?
Meat, yes.
Okay. Maybe that's lost in translation from Dutch to
right.
Maybe they say that over there, but I don't get it.
I don't understand. They thought that I stopped. It was over. I had dropped. Bitch, I had my plans out here. I'm only just at my start. You have to kill me to make me fucking stop. I was already dead. You can't hurt me. Only God.
Okay, very good. Well, she says that they thought that it was over, but I wish this was over already. I can tell you that.
Right.
She says we're going to have to kill her. We have never sentenced anyone to death on bailed out, but this might be the first time we do it. This might be the death penalty. We have to put this bitch on death row. Have to change the title of the podcast, man.
I love it. I fucking love it.
Good. Okay. God. So I'm really still hung up on this slave situation, man.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, because the Dutch, you know, they went through and made some questionable decisions in a lot of islands and whatnot as well. So I think that she's got to be careful with that.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not good.
Just don't do it.
Party till I die with my chin up high. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em by. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Let the dollar make a work. Party till I die with my chin up high. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em by. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Let the dollar make a work.
All right. I don't know about this one here, but I mean. Is this the first YouTube rapper with Tourette's?
Right.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't know if I should say that. But I don't know, buddy. Okay. So now she's on a patio.
Yeah, she's on the patio. Yep.
There's a guy right next to her who looks like who's that guy who DB Cooper? Do you know who that is?
DB Cooper, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like that's where DB Cooper ended up now.
Yeah.
That's where that money came from.
That's where the money came from for the video. Money,
For the video.
And the Baileys.
That's him. Right there next to her with his sunglasses on and his hat. It could be the Unabomber, but I think it's DB Cooper. and Bob Marley is there.
So. Bob Marley.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's twerk some more.
I ain't scared of death, but I fear your damn as dead as breath. All the drugs in your veins, I am blessed with the smartest brain. I remember your love when I was at my worst. Let me tell you, piece of scum, I'm supported from above. Your man in my DMs while you're talking shit behind my back. All the shit you said made you look like a little bitch flathead.
She goes, "I ain't scared of death," and then a bunch of crosses come on.
Red crosses.
Yeah. And it looks like now there's a drug deal going on. Did you?
Yeah, there's some. Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I hope that gun is not real, because she is just really willy nilly with that thing. That is not.
She's not responsible. She's not a responsible gun owner for sure.
Yeah, she did not take her concealed carry class.
For sure.
Yeah. But I don't even like. I didn't even know they were allowed to have guns in the Netherlands, honestly.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that gun's real.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. Now she's got an Instagram thing. Her Instagram page.
Yes,
she claims so to have a million followers.
I did a little research for you.
Is this
all right.
Fake?
Here we go. How many Instagram followers does Amy Bibbabbabby? How many followers does she really have?
Is that what her fans are called? Bibbabbies?
Bibbabbies. How many Bibbabbies does she have?
Well, I'm guessing it's not a million.
Right.
Keep in mind
the song's been out for 2 weeks.
I'm going to go with a solid 3,000.
3,000? It's a little more than that, but it's a little more than that. She has 30,000 Instagram followers.
Well, you know what? That's more than Bailed Out has.
Well, that yes, right. But we never claimed to have a million.
She does, yeah. She is literally 970,000 off in her estimate on this video. Just I'll tell you what, she's about to get 30,001 because I'm gonna follow this bitch as soon as I'm done here. It is kind of sad though that, you know what? I bet her real last name is probably just like Baldwin or something.
Probably.
But she can't pronounce it because she's got the Tourette's.
Right.
So,
Babby.
Yeah, so her name is So she just can never pronounce it, so she just changed it to Babby.
Fuck it. It's easier, damn it.
All right, let's go, Amy. Oh, where are we at? Do you know where we're at? Can you read me some more lyrics?
Okay, so I don't think you finished the whole. Did you finish the whole third verse?
I don't know. Here we go.
Your opinion, bitch. Fuck that. What do I think of you? How I love in your face, bitch. If you only knew.
Oh, this is the best part.
Ha 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 ha.
Whoa. If you wanted to give me one, ha ha ha, I might have been okay with it. Took it a little too far. And I like the emojis too. The laughing emojis. We need to count how many times she says bitch in this song.
There's a bunch, dude.
She calls everybody a bitch multiple times.
Yes, there is a bunch of bitches.
All right, let's get
for the third verse here, I'm gonna go ahead and hit you with that with the lyrics.
Let's go.
I ain't scared of death, but I fear damn is dead as breath. I don't know what that means. All the drugs in your face, I am blessed with the smartest brain. It's questionable.
Okay, all right. Well,
I remember y'all laugh when I'm at my worst. Let me take a piece of scum.
Is this her best?
Man, I don't know.
Because I'm laughing at this too.
Right. Let me tell you, piece of scum, I supported from above. Your man in my DMs. Why you talking shit behind my back? All the shit you said make you look like a little bitch like that. Your opinion, bitch. Fuck that. Why do I thank you? Or what do I? Goddamn. I'm so sorry. Why do I think of you? Why do I think of you? I think you're right with the translations, because some of it is a little.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's not her first language. No. A lot of people in Europe speak English pretty well.
How I laugh in your face, bitch, if you only knew. And that's the ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha. Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you're laughing in my face, then I wouldn't know.
Right.
You would,
but
like,
if you only knew?
Yeah, if I only knew, well, you're supposed to be laughing in my face.
Right.
I don't get that either.
Well, dude, there's a lot to not understand at this point.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's get it. So we are 1 minute and 46 seconds into the 2 minute and 34 second video. I will say that she looks like she's probably, here's the thing. She looks like she's like a weathered 25, right?
Man.
She could be anywhere between, I'd say, 25 and 40.
I say, yeah, 25 to 45. Yeah, is accurate. And I wouldn't be surprised either way.
Yeah, any one of those numbers.
Right.
But everybody she's hanging out with looks like they're at least 50.
Yeah.
Party till I die. With my chin up high. Fuck em all. Fuck em back. Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Let the dollar make her work, work. Shake that money maker in my face. It's a favor. Ooh, I love your misbehavior.
I love your misbehavior.
I love your misbehavior.
She's wearing a couple of outfits. She's wearing this outfit now, this shirt that looks like it says thank you, and there's like a geisha house or something on
it. Yeah.
And I can't see what it says on the bottom because it kind of folds under her bosom. So it's hard to read.
I'm gonna say it says bitch.
If I was to bet, yeah.
Yeah.
It says, thank you, enjoy.
There it is.
No, thank you. I am not enjoying this song. No, thank you. I'm writing it down. No,
dude,
thank
you remember the fucking Burger King used to do the Christmas commercials, and they had that one guy, I work at Burger King. Highway paper ads. Would you like an apple pie with that? No. I make flavor whoppers. Would you like an apple pie with that? Find a clip. Put it in right now.
All right.
I'm okay. I'm telling you, man. Related.
Oh my gosh. This is not going to be a good episode. And it's like, so they're. So. If you actually compare this to last week's video, it makes last week's video look really good.
Yeah.
Because in this one, they're rapping in front of what looks to be like former, you know,
housing projects or something.
Yeah, it's like Eastern European block housing.
Right.
It is like the projects. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's trying to get some street cred.
She's trying for the street cred.
Yeah.
Is what I think.
It's like how Jay-Z came out of the Marcy projects. She came out of the Amsterdam projects, apparently.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I wonder. She probably works in the red light district in Amsterdam, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
At least she's trying to get out of there.
Right.
Yeah, and then at least so also last week, Jake Paul and Gary LaVox at least had a Lambo.
Yeah,
I mean they're just walking down the street,
just walking down the street, but they're keeping it hood though.
They're keeping it hood, and the Netherlands, a lot of people ride bikes. They should have at least got like some bikes or something to ride on.
Yeah, for sure. Let me just do this for you real fast.
Please help me out.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
That's fucking.
That's Peter Griffin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Peter Griffin. Here's the rear version.
I work at Burger King making paper whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by.
We're gonna have to delete this whole fucking episode.
I don't know if we can use it.
None of it. None of it. Oh my god.
Where did you find this? So the video right now has 59,000
views. 59,000
views,
man. I came across this gym on Facebook, actually. I saw it and I said, oh my god.
Who do you follow on Facebook that you found this stuff?
Dude, somebody put it on there like, holy shit, this is kind of funny. And I was like, oh, that's not kind of funny. I'm crazy.
Bibabby. I'm looking up. Oh, here, I got her right now. I got Amy Bibabby. Here you go. I'm going to hit that follow.
Hit it.
Boom. Oh, and if. In case you're wondering, there is a radio safe version of Chin Up High available.
I saw that.
I almost would rather hear that. Oh man, she's got a bunch of scantily clad photos of herself on here. Hey, goodness gracious. Well, I had always wanted to go to the Netherlands to go to the red light district, and I think this has single-handedly changed my mind.
And never mind.
And I'm done. Okay.
Funny.
All right. So what do we got? What is it, time to set bail right now?
Oh, yeah. And we should have set bail a long time ago, but, you know.
Let's do it. I mean, are we changing it, man? Are we going from setting bail to just determining whether if it's the death sentence or not?
Man, I'll let you be the judge, man. But I'm gonna set bail. I'm gonna give her the opportunity. Man, I was gonna set this thing at a cool 875.
875, man. Yeah.
875.
I think that's warranted. I mean, here's the deal. If you make Jake Paul
look better,
like a good rapper and have a better video. I mean, it was filmed on what looks to be an iPhone. I don't even think they had a GoPro Hero for this thing.
I don't think so.
They didn't have a Hero 1.
No.
I mean, the emojis were not necessary. Mm. I don't like it, man. I think it's, like I said, man, I think that we have got to leave it in, revoke bail, and seriously consider the death penalty. Now, the death penalty for, you know, bailed out the podcast, I think, is a little bit different than like an actual death penalty. It's like in college football, right?
Right.
You know, like SMU, they got the death penalty. Yeah, they just had to get rid of their football program, right? So the death penalty, I think, for us should be she has to, like, delete all of her YouTube, all of her social media, stop making music altogether.
Forever.
Forever. That would be my verdict. She needs to go back to the red light district in downtown Amsterdam, right on the canals. You know, well, pot is legal in Amsterdam, so I don't know why they would have to be doing illegal drug deals when it's all legal anyway.
It's all legal.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, it doesn't make any sense. And they somebody from the FBI or the Secret Service needs to get over there and arrest them for freaking currency fraud. They're passing
counterfeit
notes. Counterfeit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of real actual crimes going on here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm leaving it in, man. I cannot justify, especially with that steep of a bail amount. Gotta leave it in.
No, it's in. It's in. And I will second the motion on the death penalty. I'm good with it.
I'll message her and let her know that bailed out has officially rendered a verdict of death penalty for Amy Babby.
Yeah.
And she has been given the death penalty. All right. There's nothing else to say.
Okay.
All right.
There it is. Good.
There it is.
I mean, Babby is in. She's banished somewhere, apparently. Oh, holy shit, man. Okay, so you know what that means. We are on to the part of the episode where we recommend some good tunes.
Yeah.
After listening to Body. Chin up high.
She needs to put her chin down low and fucking keep her head down and so nobody can see her fucking face in public again.
I'd second that motion. So, Uncle James, you have a song for us today?
I got a song. So, it's a really popular couple of guys. Everybody knows them, I'm sure. But if you haven't heard, I think most of us had during our impromptu ghosting of the jury, our main man, Mark Hoppus, announced that he had come down with the big C. Which is very disappointing.
Yeah.
I think just this week he finished his chemo treatment, which is good. But so in honor of Mr. Hoppus, I have picked a one of his projects. I picked a song from Plus 44.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and this is a little bit of a European tie, not too far from the Netherlands, right across the English Channel, basically. The Plus 44 is actually the English international calling sign. So that's what that is for. You know, when you, like if you're making a call in America, you hit one and then the number.
Yeah.
If you were to dial a phone number in England, you'd have to hit the plus sign and 44 and then dial your number. So that's where that came from, in case
you
didn't
know. That's where it came from. I did not know that.
Yeah. I actually learned that one time when I had to call England. I was like, oh, that's what that is. Anyway, so I picked the title track of their 2006 release, When Your Heart Stops Beating. I think it's a great song. The album was produced by Mark Travis and our man Jerry Finn, who we have spoken about already. It was released on Interscope Records. The lyrics were written by Mark. It's a great album. It's a great song. And in honor of Mr. Hoppus finishing his chemo treatment, this is my song.
I'll be there when your heart stops beating. I'll be there when your last breath's taken away. In the dark when there's no one listening. In the times when we both get carried away. When we both get carried away.
Love it.
Good. Love it. You like it. All right. What do you got today?
I have a band that goes by The Wonder Years.
Okay.
The song is called Came Out Swinging.
Love it.
Love it. It is from the album called Suburbia. Okay. I've given you my all. Now I have nothing.
Ugh, that sounds like me and my job.
Fucking Christ, man. So it came out June 14th, 2011 on Hopeless Records. Absolute Punk gave this a perfect 5-star rating.
Ooh.
Alternative Press gave it a 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Wow, that's real lofty numbers there.
It's a banger. It's a banger.
I love it, man. Let's go. Let's drop that thing right now. You know they're making a reboot of the Wonder Years television show.
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
You know, let's see. Let's watch it and see.
Yeah, you we got to give it a shot. Fair shake. Yeah,
good shot. Yeah. But the Wonder Years is like one of my all time favorite shows, though.
It's really good show.
Man, it's one of my favorites.
Great theme song.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Zach, what do you think, bud?
That's it.
That is it, man. Oh, I couple other things, man. Or not a couple other things. One other thing, I got to correct myself. Last week, I was trying to guess the proper weight of a boxing glove. I said 12 ounces. Apparently, the standard boxing glove is 16 ounces.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Just got to, you know, if we're here calling out people, then we got to call ourselves.
I like it. I like it. We got to hit people with the facts. And then, you know, correct, you know, we're not always right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a redaction. If we were in print and we got something wrong, we'd have to do a redaction. That's what we're doing right now. Fix it. Yeah. Exit out. So that's that, man. Come back next week, guys. I'm gonna have a doozy for Zach to break down.
I love doozies. I love it.
I'm feeling pretty good. Okay. That's all I got. Zach, you got anything else?
No.
All right.
But thanks, France.
Good night, France, and fuck Pauly Shore.
Fuck you.